And Erin.
And it's that time again, episode number 4.
Woohoo!
Oh, we're really on a roll now, aren't we?
We're getting there.
Banging out the podcast every week. Episode 4 on the 4th of July. Oh my god, it's Independence Day!
Yeah, we're going to talk like Americans all through. No, we're not.
No, probably not. No, it's not a good idea. So yeah, we're back. Episode 4. So just a quick little run through. Obviously, we set up our Instagram and Twitter and all that crack, and they are now live.
So,
the Instagram is at adulting_4_dummies, and the Twitter is
at 2dumbadults.
That's the one, because that's us.
So
still running our little competition as well, by the way. So we have had a few followers, so thank you very much to all of you. But you make sure you go and follow the Instagram page, because if we get to 500 followers by the last week of Love Island, I'm getting all my hair waxed off live on the podcast. We'll insta live it as well. So if you'd like to see me in pain,
I'm gonna live stream it for you guys.
Yeah,
and there's been some interest as well.
Anyway, yeah.
Who one is you?
Yeah, so make sure you give us a follow. As well as that, we have the email address set up. So it's erinandanto@gmail.com. If there's anything you want to hear us talk about, or if you want to throw us any abuse whatsoever, and we can name and shame you on the podcast, that'd be great as well. So throw us out an old email every now and again, Joe.
Yeah, we like to name and shame people.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a list.
You have a list?
No,
that doesn't sound ominous.
Maybe I do.
No, okay, so basically, I said to Erin today, I was like, instead of just doing our normal podcast, we've been giving America a lot of slack the last couple of weeks, especially with the Don, the douche.
No, I think it's all been fairly well deserved.
Well, in some parts, but there is a lot of nice things about America. Like, I mean, I'm decked out in all my American gear today.
Yeah, just for the record, Anto looks like he is going playing American football after we're done here.
Yeah, hood hood. No, I'm a big fan of like American sports, and obviously I think a lot of us would have grown up fans of American TV shows and movies and all that kind of thing. So
what's your favorite American TV show?
I always go back to That 70s Show. Like, I love That 70s Show. Yeah, I think the obvious one everyone is gonna say is like Friends.
I love Friends.
See, but everyone loves Friends, you know what I mean?
I have to say,
who's your favorite friend?
Ooh.
I know, right?
I think Rachel.
Okay, really? She's probably my least favorite, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think it's more that I would have her at the bottom of the list because I just like the others more, though, you know?
I don't know. I think I like them all equally. Like, I like Phoebe because she's quirky. Like, my friends call me Phoebe. Like, I'm the Phoebe of the group. But I can be a bit of a Rachel as well, so I don't really know.
I think I'm probably a little bit of a mix of all three of the lads. I'm like, I'm most Joey-esque, but then like without, yeah, but like in the personality, but like without all the being successful women and all that kind of stuff. I'm more like Chandler in that.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
What Chandler. You mean you were just gonna say?
You're a Chandler.
Yeah, a little bit, and sarcastic, yeah, and then I can get loud like Ross sometimes, you know.
Do you know what? I actually retract that. Rachel's not my favorite. I love Ross.
You love Ross?
I
really?
Love Ross.
Oh,
yeah.
I
just think he's so funny.
He is. I think it's, you know, it's almost like an episode by episode thing. You almost have a favorite character would like change depending on the episode and what that person does.
But there's
that,
so many things as well, like when you're watching reruns of Friends that you don't. Like, my dad's always given out to me, you've seen all them, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I have, but there's always something funny. I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Friends that I haven't laughed.
But I mean, that's got to be a testament to the show. And there was only like 10 seasons of it, right? Which, yeah, is a good bit for a sitcom or whatever. But we're still watching it like 15 years since the last episode aired. And you'll still watch an episode every day and be happy out like watching it. That's good writing.
I did like Family Guy as well.
Family Guy was good. But then you've got like the likes of The Simpsons, right? And The Simpsons probably should have stopped about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I think the last kind of, like, there's 24 or 5 seasons, I think, or something.
That's just mad.
Like, more probably even. But like, peak Simpsons was like the late 90s, I think. That was like about as good as it was getting. And it kind of started to trail off a little bit, you know. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the newer ones.
I'm not. You're probably going to like nail me to the wall, but I'm not a big Simpsons fan.
Yeah, that's controversial.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just never really found it. Like, I remember coming home from school and it used to be on the TV, and some episodes I found funny. Now, the movie is absolutely hilarious.
The movie was very good, yeah.
I found the movie hilarious, but I just think the newer episodes are just lacking in something, and then the older episodes, I'm like, I can't watch them because there's all these distortments and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think that just the comedy and the writing in the older episodes are phenomenal, like. They're so, so good.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, let's move on from that one then. Yeah. It's going to be divisive. But That 70s show, yeah. Like, that 70s show is like... I think it's an unsung hero of TV. It's so, so funny.
I just like it because it brought Ashton and Mila together.
Do you know what, though? Fun fact about that, right? She was 14 when she auditioned to play the part of Jackie. Yeah, right? She told them she was 18, but she was 14 when she auditioned.
I think she's
14 doing the pilot, right? She's about maybe 15 or 16 when the first season went to air. But like her first kiss, she said, ever, like first time ever kissing someone was kissing Kelso, like Ashton Kutcher, on that TV show.
That is the cutest thing ever.
It is, but he was like 19.
Age is only a number.
Yeah, and prison's only a room. Like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's a little bit of something that kind of gets under my skin about that. I don't know.
I love them though. They're very cool.
Yeah, no, they are. They are cute together.
Favorite American food.
See, like I am. Like I said, I'm like an American stuck in an Irish man's body. Like I love everything about American culture. Like a lot of stuff. Like I love. Like I'm a huge wings fan. Like. I love hot wings, like.
Really?
Oh, I love wings, yeah. I really do.
I've never had a hot wing.
Oh my God, really?
I think I'm a hot wing virgin.
Frank's red hot sauce.
Frank?
Frank makes the sauce.
No.
Frank's sauce.
I'm a hot wing virgin.
All right, okay. So you've never had Frank's sauce?
No. We're in one of those moods, Stephen.
It's gonna be that kind of podcast, I think. So wings for me. But see, like a lot of American foods or foods you consider American foods are like not American at all.
I know, pizza. Not a Mexican is not
pizza
American.
Like, I suppose burgers you could give them burgers.
Are pretzels American?
Well, I think they're like German and stuff. But they're all these things that have become American over time. Like hot dogs as well. Like, you know, there's like a hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July every year in Coney Island in New York. And it's like Nathan's world famous hot dog. It's like televised. It's like an Olympic sport. Those guys fly in from all over the world. But these guys that eat like 60 hot dogs in like 10 minutes or something.
Have you never seen an episode of Man vs. Food?
Yeah, but this is another level though. I hate watching Man vs. Food because I can have just finished my lunch and I watch Man vs. Food and I'm starving again by the end of it.
I can't watch it sometimes because I'm like...
No, it just makes me really, really hungry every time.
Does
I see it?
It?
Yeah.
I actually like watching it because it makes me want to try new foods.
There you go. Exactly. Like the food just looks so... It's just so big and fattening and ridiculous. It's
amazing. I'm curious now. What are American foods like?
American foods. Well, like I said, I think burgers class is American.
Okay.
I think you can give them burgers and hot dogs maybe.
Yeah, maybe hot dogs.
I don't know where else you get hot dogs.
Little.
Bratwurst. Can I have some bratwurst in a brioche bun, please? I don't know. But then candy. I mean, candy.
Candy. You want to get some candy?
Oh, I love candy. Like Pop-Tarts. I'm a huge fan of Pop-Tarts. American cereal. You used to be able to get Lucky Charms in Ireland. In Ireland, you used to be able to get Lucky Charms. When I was a kid, I remember getting Lucky Charms.
You told me that story.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lucky Charms. All the cereal. It's all good. Like, candy, though. Like, Twizzlers. Jolly Ranchers are epic. What else is there?
What are them little... I can't even think of the name of them. They're little white Twinkies.
Twinkies are...
Oh my God, you got really excited there.
Yeah, wow. Any of those Hostess cakes. You've got like Twinkies. They've got amazing names as well. There's Twinkies and Snowballs. There's loads of them. I can't even remember half of the names of them, but they're so good. All that stuff. But like, you know, there's like those American sweet shops now in Ireland. They get all that stuff flown over. And you pay like...
Yeah, that's the last place I've seen Lucky Charms.
Pay like €15 for a pack of two Twinkies.
Ridiculous
price. But I'll pay it every time.
And then before they actually brought Cherry Cola... Into the shops in the local shop, you could only get it in those little...
Love it.
I think, what are they called? Ye Olde Sweet Shops.
Yeah, oh yes, there was a lot of them. There was a big thing about them. They've kind of been replaced by donut shops. Oh, donuts. Donuts got to be American, right?
Yeah.
Donuts would be American. Yeah, wouldn't it? I think definitely. Donuts might be American. Then you've got like American beer. See, the boys always do be giving me absolute shite. Ding.
That's you. I haven't cursed at all yet.
I know, yeah, yet.
What is happening?
So if you're new to the podcast, we operate a swear jar system because Aaron curses like a sailor most weeks. But yeah, you haven't one drop yet.
Very ladylike this evening.
Fair play to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the boys do be giving me shite. For drinking, like, I drink a lot of Coors when I go out. I used to drink Miller, person. Like... but yeah, just really, really weak, pissy beer. So I don't like ales or craft beers, or like, I'm just not a fan, or like Carlsberger.
A Vodsky.
No, that or Corona. No, I know Corona's not American, but like, I do like an old bottle of Corona.
Mm.
A little lime. Mm. It's good. It's good. It's either that or the soup, like. You gotta be drinking the soup. Hmm? You're looking at me like I have 12 heads. What? Soup is Guinness.
Oh,
come on now.
Sorry.
Maybe you didn't know that.
No, I've never heard that expression.
You gotta go for the soup because it's like a meal. Pint of Guinness is like a meal.
I don't have that anymore. Whatever.
So yeah, no, I do get a bit of abuse for that.
Okay, so
Gatorade. Love me some Gatorade because it's better than water.
Is that the blue stuff?
It's loads of colors. Yeah, there's loads of flavors. You got blue ones and red ones and green and purple and yeah.
Okay, Gatorade. So
do you remember like in the movie The Waterboy?
No.
Have you ever seen The Waterboy? Adam Sandler?
No.
What did you do as a child?
I made mud pies and pine trees.
Nice old country living. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Without even thinking, favorite American person. Go. First your head.
Oh, God. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Probably. I don't know. Okay. That's just the first person that popped into my head. To be honest, oh, no, sorry. Oh,
no,
oh
you can't change it. No.
Dave Grohl, I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh, no, it's Dave Grohl, though. It is Dave Grohl. Oh, it's kind of between the two.
I asked you without even thinking.
It's Dave Grohl. I'm sorry, it's Dave. I'm sorry, Dave.
You can't take it back.
I did. I took it back. I'm taking
it's
it
over.
Back. It's not over.
It's over.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry.
Hi,
Who's
Dave.
Your favorite American right now? Go.
Cardi B.
And that's the end of the podcast. We'll catch you next week. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's just my person.
Hey. Sounds like a cat.
I was listening to the radio today and people were actually trying to do the pigeon noise she does. I can't do it.
Pigeon noise.
I can't do it. Like, I was practicing in work today and I just can't do it.
No, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the whole Cardi B thing.
Yeah, no, I just like her attitude sometimes. She's just a mood all the time. And you do like her.
And you like that.
She's just, no.
Sounds like real wife material, right?
She doesn't take any shit, like, and she's just...
Ding!
There we go.
It's about to happen.
Aaron's back. God, after that, I would actually like to say Blake Lively.
She's kind of cool. She was
There's
in
polar
Gossip
opposites.
Girl, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, is she the one married to Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Who is my favourite Canadian, shall we say. Because he's Canadian.
He is
Canadian.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, I love Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is a bit of a boss.
Blake Lively's just the prettiest woman ever.
Their Instagram and Twitter and stuff back and forth is hilarious.
Yeah, they just
so good.
Don't
they rip
care.
The absolute piss out of each other. And it's very, very funny.
Like, without even thinking, I would have said Cardi B. It's just because I'm listening to a lot of her music lately because I'm in a mood and she's a mood. So.
You're in a mood.
I'm in a big mood lately, yeah. It's been
God.
A tough week.
Okay, are we going to have to get into this right now?
No.
Okay, good. Let's move on. So we were talking about things American just before, right? And obviously the Women's World Cup is on at the moment. And they are down to the final is on this Sunday. Now America have qualified for the final. And America are like quite good in women's soccer rankings or whatever. They're usually quite far up there. I was thinking about this and I think it's maybe because... And I don't mean to be this in a sexist way or whatever, right? But as children... a lot of girls maybe their parents wouldn't have wanted them to play like American football and stuff, so they might have played soccer instead. So maybe that's why the women's team is stronger than the men's team in America. Possibly.
Maybe.
I'm thinking, you know.
I don't know.
Because like across the other sports, it's like baseball and softball and basketball. Hockey might be the same. Maybe it's just like the physicality of like hockey and football that parents mightn't be like huge fans of, like, you know, their little girl.
I don't know, but even though it is 2019, I think that's a whole movement now at the moment.
Oh, definitely right now. But let's say the women that would be on the national team in America right now would have grown up like in the 90s.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
So that's probably, I feel like maybe that's maybe possibly why they're stronger in the women's game than they are in the men's game.
But for some reason, I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
I think there's always bigger deals made out of the boy stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, there is, and of course, is, a lot. You know. But that's what I'm saying. In America, women's soccer is much bigger than men's. It's much more followed. Like, there's, it's like, it's massively bigger. Like, it's much more supported than that kind of, you know what I mean? So,
know that.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah, 100%. But yeah, so, thinking of that, with the World Cup being on, we were thinking about, like, you know, content for this podcast, and we're thinking about, like, you know, your favorite Americans or your favorite actors or singers or whatever it is. And I said, we'd set ourselves a little challenge, right? So we're going to try and come up with the best 11 soccer team of just Americans, like across the board. They can be anyone. They can be historical. They can be musicians. They can be actors. They can be like anyone at all, as long as they're American, right? Mm-hmm. We might give you one pass for an international transfer. Maybe, possibly.
I think I have.
You think you've got one international? Okay. Yeah. I don't think I do yet, but maybe we might throw one in. We'll see, right? So we're going to debate. So you've got a team. I've got a team, and we're going to have to try and make like a dream team.
Okay.
Of the two, this is what it is, right?
So do you know your team?
I've got a good idea of my team. So first, we'll start in goals, right?
Okay.
So my first, I'm thinking, right, because this person just is such a larger than life character. That's what you need at the back, right? Okay. You need someone who's going to be nice and loud and authoritative, if that's the word. I don't know what the word is, right? But it's going to get the point across. They're going to lead everyone, okay? So I have gone for Uncle Phil, from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
As number one.
As my goalkeeper. Uncle Phil in goal. I mean, first off, he's a big old unit. He might not be able to move very much, but he's going to take up most of the goal by just lying there, do you reckon?
So we are resurrecting him from the dead?
Yeah, they can be anyone, like.
Okay.
Past or present, you know?
Okay.
Don't remind me that he's dead. No, I'm going to get sad. Yeah. Sure. I'm going for Uncle Phil. Who have you got in goal? Who have you got?
John Cena. Try to get past him.
You can't see me. Yeah. I hope he can see.
I actually don't know what made me think of John Cena, but you know, something clicked at me and I was like, I need a big, honky, chunky meat. And I got one.
So did I, to be fair. I mean, come on now, Uncle Phil.
All I can think of is that episode of where he comes running down the stairs and Will is like, earthquake! That's all I can think of. And he starts holding on to stuff.
Yeah. I don't know how, like, John Cena's a good one. Like, he's, you know, he's big as well. He's loud, but he's also kind of fit, so he's going to be able to kind of.
And he's good
around
with the kids, so I feel like he'd entertain the crowd behind
there you
him.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's fair enough. I'll give you that one. I'll give you John Cena in goal, right?
Okay.
I reckon. Okay. Let's write this down. Okay.
Okay.
So in goal,
we have John Cena.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're moving into the back line, right?
Okay.
So you get the idea for the backs, right? So you've got to have, let's say, your centre halves. They've got to be good, strong, kind of. They can be like strong mentally, or like, you know, either big old units or whatever it is. You've got two. So give me your first one. Who have you got?
Miley Cyrus.
My God, we're gonna lose. What made you pick Miley Cyrus in the defense?
Am I looking at the right person? Yeah, this one.
That'll be your right back. Yeah. No, we're talking about like in the middle of your defense. So like, Joe, like that's the middle of your defense.
Oh, my six and seven. Oh,
we can go right back first. You pick Miley Cyrus at right back.
Yeah. Let's do it that way so I can keep
right
up.
Back. Miley Cyrus is going up against. It's going up against Kevin Hart. All right.
No way.
Come on, now. You're not telling me that you've seen a better looking right back than Kevin Hart. He's going to be bombing up and down that sideline.
So flighty. That's why I picked Miley Cyrus.
Flighty is a good word. Yeah. No, I guess why you're picking Miley Cyrus at right back for that. I think Kevin Hart would be a brilliant right back.
I think Kevin Hart.
He reminds me of right backs that actually play. You know?
I think he panicked though.
Well, that's true as well, actually. Yeah,
he's a panicker.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he might have. Actually, look, everyone needs a liability in defence somewhere.
Okay, fair
that's
enough.
Fair. I think, I'm sorry, I got to give it to Kevin Hart. What do you reckon?
Okay.
We'll go with Kevin Hart?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Sorry, Miley.
So, in goal, we've got John Cena, and then at right back, we've got Kevin Hart. Okay, we're moving into the middle of defence now, though, right? This is a big one. Because there's obviously, like, an awful lot of, like, just, you know, big personalities or big people or, like, you know, so they've got to be strong, though. And they've got to have, like, a really defined character.
And they come as a pair.
Oh, you've got to. Oh, so we're going pair versus pair.
Well, I have a four and five, like, and they're together.
They're a partnership.
They're pals. Well, okay. No, I've got one partnership, one solid partnership with these two guys.
Okay, right. I see. Who have you got? Who's your two? Who's at 4 and 5?
Henry Cavill and Jason Momoa.
Oh!
Superman and Aquaman. This is like the Avengers 2.0.
It is, right? Okay. I kind of want to just go with Jason Momoa because he's so damn pretty.
He's beautiful.
He is damn pretty. All right, but if we're going pair for pair, they're going up against Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right? Who is just solid. He is a rock at the back, okay? He is literally a rock at the back, okay?
Right.
And listen. Denzel. Oh, Denzel Washington. Oh. Come on. What a center half. Denzel and The Rock. Denzel and The Rock.
No.
Denzel do all the talking and then The Rock just stands there.
How about...
killing the ball.
How about...
okay.
We kick Henry off. Sorry, Henry.
Superman's gone.
And we keep Aquaman and The Rock.
So we're going Jason Momoa and Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, what a pair. Yes.
Do you know what? I get that. They're both like islanders. They're
I
both
just
like,
think Denzel would yeah. be stand, oh, standing there and just be like...
he might be too talky, would he?
Yeah. I just think he's boring.
Okay, okay.
Feck.
I think he's a legend, but okay, I get you, right?
No, he is, but...
no, so, okay. We'll go... I like that, though. Because there's a little bit of something there with The Rock and Jason Momoa. They seem like a pair.
Mm.
They seem like a pair, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So we'll go The Rock and Jason Momoa in the centre of defence. Left back, number 3. Who have you got?
Damn.
Jesus.
I had to put her in somewhere.
Veto. Can I veto one? Can we get one veto each? I do not want Cardi B on my team.
No. But listen to me. Listen to me for a second.
Okay, explain.
She will not let anyone pass. She will rip the weave out of someone. She will.
Is there
going to
be a lot of
them.
Weaves on the other team, though?
I feel like there could be a lot of hair in the pitch. I don't know.
Is she left-footed? I mean, that's important.
I don't know. All I know is that she was up in court recently for a battery, so...
Okay, well, listen. I've gone for a bit of a curveball left-back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monica Lewinsky. What do you think of that one?
What's she going to do?
Well, she's good in the box for a start, isn't she? She'd be good in the box. That's what you want when you're defending in your corners. She'd be good in the box. Evasive. Definitely evasive. I just can't see Cardi B in that team.
I think she... I couldn't see her letting a soul get near the goal. Like, I just think she'd kill all around her.
We've gone for a very strong backline, haven't we?
We have.
We'll go with Cardi B. Go on, I'll give you that one. But you got to give me one later.
Yes.
You got to give me one later, right?
I gave you Kevin Hart. Feck off.
No, Kevin Hart deserves his place over Miley Cyrus. Okay. Come on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Where are we moving on to? Right.
Number 7.
Center. No. Center midfielders. You've got...
what's
center
this?
Midfielders okay. are... right. Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I go
you
first?
Keep putting me first.
Okay. I'm going to go for one. I'm not a pair. We'll go one for one, right? In the middle of midfield.
Mine's a partnership, though.
Well, then you can explain your partnership after.
Okay.
But I think no better man in the middle of midfield, right? Reliable...
oh God.
Strong, fit, athletic. It's got to be Barack Obama. Now come on, there's your captain as well, right in the middle of the pitch. He's got to be your captain too.
I feel like he'd be a good motivator.
Yeah.
He'd be shouting at people going around him, but he wouldn't lift a finger.
We might be 14-0 down, but we can do this. Yes, we can. Yes, we can! Come on. It's gotta be Barack.
Stabbed me in the eye there with the pen.
It's gotta be Barack. Barack.
Okay, we'll see.
Who have you got?
I have... Courtney Cox. As Monica. And... David Schwimmer. As
Do you know what? I see it as a partnership.
Because, remember that episode where they were playing...
playing football at Thanksgiving. I see where you're coming from.
I am so goddamn clever.
Ross and Monica in the middle of midfield.
Yeah. God. Only thing is, though, they could start fighting with Cardi.
See, they could, right?
Because Monica's really bossy.
I don't know if they're solid enough. I like, they're motivators, yes, and they're competitive. Agreed. I just don't know if they're going to pull the strings and, you know, micromanage everything in the middle of the park alongside Barack.
Have you never watched
The same way that Kris Jenner would. I've got Kris Jenner and Barack Obama in the middle of midfield.
Have you Kris Jenner?
I've got Kris Jenner midfield. She's smart. Nothing gets past Kris Jenner.
The momager.
She is pulling all those strings. She knows what's going on. Obama's the meat in midfield, right? She's the brains. Come on now. Over
Listen,
Ross and Monica.
I can't put... Okay, you get that, so...
You give me that one.
Yeah, because I can't have Ross without Monica or vice versa. No, it's
just
not happening.
Plus it was just... Yeah, I mean... Fine. Obama and Kris Jenner.
Fine,
come
you
on
get
now.
That one.
Okay, I'm taking that one.
Right, so...
Okay, who have you got? Number 7, right wing. Oh, can we not just put David Beckham in there? Because there is no one better.
I has Chadwick Aaron Boseman.
Ooh, that's a good shout.
Because of all that training he did.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a very good shout. I like him though. So if people are unsure of the name, was Black Panther the
Black
first
Panther,
thing you kind
yeah,
of came
he,
into? He's done a few bits though, but...
Yeah, but Black Panther
was
his breakthrough.
Yeah. So he was like the evil guy. Not the evil guy, but like the...
No, he wasn't.
No?
He played Black Panther.
Oh, is he Black Panther? Who's the other guy I'm thinking of then?
Michael B. Jordan.
Ah, that's the guy I'm thinking of. Both of them actually would be quite good.
Both of them are really hot.
Yeah, do you know what? Which is everything you want in a world beating soccer team.
Oh my god,
you know?
Can I swap? Can we put Michael B. Oh my god, Michael B. Jordan's our water boy. And he brings it on topless.
Adam Sandler has to be our water boy. He is the water boy.
He can be the water boy the other side.
Okay, fair.
Michael B. Jordan.
Get
topless
one water boy
wins.
Each. Yeah. Topless. You can have your water boy topless.
Yes, I can, and
okay.
Yes, I am.
Come on, now. You're getting a bit like this. This is getting a bit. It's getting a bit sketchy. You can't just be like
I'm
looking at
the water
boy.
I'm bringing this piece of paper home with me.
Drawing pictures of him and all. Yeah. Shocking.
New wallpaper.
Okay. Oh God. Right. Chadwick Boseman.
Who is yours?
See, I went right. I was thinking when I grew up, like watching soccer. Like my favorite player was David Beckham, right? And Bex, I don't. All right, he's one of the best right wingers of
he's
all time.
British.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's not who I've picked, right?
Okay.
But I'm just saying I'm going along those kind of lines, right? He's not just a player, okay? He's got style on the pitch. He's got style off the pitch too.
Oh yeah.
You know
he's
what
got
I mean?
A really nice arse.
Not what I meant when I said style, but okay. I went with Justin Timberlake. Come on.
If people could see my face.
Come on.
What is he?
JT.
What's he going to do, sing?
JT is a sportsman. JT is a phenomenal sportsman, right?
Actually, no, that's true. I have
heard
that.
He is a fantastic golfer, all right? Plays a lot of basketball as well. Like, JT, I think, but he's going to bring style. He's going to bring style and substance. And he's going to bring an Instagram following, which is most important.
But Chadwick's fast.
He is fast. I mean, I'm going to say I reckon he'd be fast, but probably... To be honest, I went totally for looks on that one. That was... All right, we'll go with Black Panther. Black Panther's on the Woo! Right wing, right? Wing. So if we're going with Black Panther on the right wing, on the left wing, I've gone for Spider-Man. Just straight up Spider-Man. Any one of them. He's wiry and he's fast. I've gone for Spider-Man. Who have you gone for?
Bruno Mars. Just because...
I feel like we can put him on the under-16s or something.
Just because he's
I don't think
small.
I don't think he's senior yet. I don't think he's
I reckon
there.
He'd be small and fast. That's
he'd be,
it.
He'd be junior
I thought being. Really logically about this.
You did, a bit,
and I
yeah.
had my list done way quicker than yours.
Because I thought way too much.
Too much.
About it.
Way,
I thought
too,
way
much.
Too much. I think Spider-Man over Bruno's not there yet. He's not there yet. He's an up and coming player.
George,
like, but
we could just cheat with Spider-Man because all he has to do is do his thing. And
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's in. Bruno.
So, I mean, look, we've got Spider-Man on one wing, Black Panther on the other. We're solid.
Okay.
And then Obama and Kris Jenner in the middle.
Okay.
This is a good team.
Okay.
This is a very good team. All right, like we're on to the meat and bones of it now, those strikers.
I'm
like,
excited.
These are the ones that need to be, first of all, like I was talking about JT, they need to have a face. They need to be a character. They need to be, like, you know, someone that you want to buy their jersey. They got to be the heroes. They got to score all the goals. Who have you got?
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian.
Well, but he's Deadpool.
But Deadpool is American. Oh, I don't know. Is
That's
that your international pick, though? You've got one international. Is that going to be your international
pick?
No,
Deadpool.
Pick?
Deadpool. Never mind. It's
okay,
not Ryan Reynolds.
We
it's
can't,
just Deadpool.
We can't,
you said Spider-Man.
Yeah. And they've all been played by American actors.
Spider-Man. We're not getting technical.
We can't have the whole Avengers. All right? We've already got Jason Momoa, Black Panther, and Spider-Man. All right? We can't have all the Avengers.
Well, no, Chadwick Boseman was himself, not Black Panther.
Okay. Well, that's true, because Black Panther isn't American, is he? He's from, I can't remember where, but it's in Africa somewhere.
Wakanda.
That's the one. Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
Up front. Who else have you got up front?
Anna Kendrick.
Cheeky. You know what? I kind of want to put her in just because I have a massive crush on her.
Yeah.
I have a mad crush on Anna Kendrick.
I think she's just, again, she's like Miley.
She's feisty.
Yeah, feisty.
She'd be feisty.
And she doesn't care.
She does not care.
No. Anna for the win.
I've got two up front, right?
Go.
I went with Elvis. Because I was, again, all star, but young Elvis, all right? Young Elvis, like Army Elvis. He could move.
Okay.
I mean, think about him coming at your defense with those knees rattling and rolling around the gaff. All right? He could move.
He could be a distraction.
That too. But also, like, I mean, Elvis, if Elvis was around these days, can you imagine the amount of Instagram followers he'd have? He's going to bring us the support.
Imagine what he'd look like if he was still around.
As in still alive or like...
Yeah.
He'd be what? He was, like, he was born... He'd be 80 or 90 odd, would he? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just wondering what he'd look like.
He'd probably be very, very... He'd probably look like Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars. To be fair, the rate he was going, he'd be up there.
That's amazing.
Then, right beside him, the playmaker, the number one playmaker of all time.
Huh.
Zac Efron, Troy from High School Musical. Come on. What? Come on. Troy knows where it's at.
You know what? I have to say, I'm actually a little bit disappointed because I thought this team of yours was absolutely going to blow
phenomenal.
Me.
What are you talking about?
Mine is perfectly logical. My team,
yours is not. You put Cardi B. You put Miley Cyrus right back. That's not logical whatsoever.
My team, to be fair, would probably. You know what? I'm just going to put a poll up on Twitter and Instagram.
Fine.
During the
week. We'll put the two teams up. We will see. So yeah, get on to our Instagram. Make sure you follow the Twitter, adulting_4_dummies on Instagram. And the Twitter is @2dumbadults. We'll throw polls up during the week. Let us know. We'll put the two full teams up.
My team in white doors.
Not a chance.
Listen,
we're on the same team. All right.
So who are our two strikers?
I don't want to put Deadpool in.
Why?
Because we've already got Black Panther and Spider-Man.
We don't have Black Panther. We have Chadwick Boseman, but he's himself, not Black Panther, because Black Panther is from Wakanda.
How about Zac Efron and... Oh no, I do love Elvis's knees.
Oh, Jesus.
Elvis and Deadpool. Let's just split it down the middle. They're going to link up well.
We're going to forget Deadpool now, because... No.
I want Anna Kendrick. I got to throw Elvis at her, so... You want Anna Kendrick in her?
Yeah.
Elvis and Anna Kendrick. Jesus. We're like United for after falls from the over the shop.
Okay.
This is a terrible team.
Fair enough.
I think we fell away.
No. Oh. Well, look, you didn't want Deadpool, so, I mean, because you were getting your knickers in a twist, so.
Yeah, I just feel like it's too superhero-y, you know? I don't know.
Avengers 2.0, hello.
Why don't we have a couple of subs? Let's run a few subs. We'll bring back a few players.
Okay,
Deadpool's
back.
Going on the bench, yeah. He's an impact
No,
player.
He's not.
No, yeah, he's gone on the bench. As in, like, he's a sub, like.
Okay.
As in, yeah, he's on the squad.
Fine. Okay, who did you pick for your manager?
Woody from Toy Story. Who better is going to get you riled up to get out there and get it done than Woody?
Okay.
Come on!
I will play my international card here.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Who? I feel like we're going to get like a Russian Tsar or like Napoleon or...
Sir David Attenborough.
Well done. Very well played.
I think alone my team would win anyway.
Can we have Attenborough with Woody as coach or assistant manager or something?
Yeah.
Can we do that, yeah? I think that's fair, isn't it?
I mean, I just think Attenborough would nurture them and they would go out full of confidence and
like
feeling
that.
Good about themselves and the world and the planet and the air that they're breathing.
But then if you got a good cop, maybe you need a bad cop. Someone to motivate you, like, you know, in the other sense of it, like...
Oh my God, I'm getting images of Deadpool and David on the side pitch. Oh my God. Be like Davey Fitz.
Davey Fitz. That'll be my introduction.
Oh my
God. Put Davey Fitz out there.
Davey Fitz, you're in. Hey.
Yeah, someone really motivational, but like maybe a bit of a bad guy. What about Hitler? Can we use Hitler?
Oh my God, actually, no.
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 Okay, Davey Fitz it is then. The 6 Mile Bridge Hitler. Okay, podcast disclaimer. We're not going to say that about Davy Fitz. Jesus. Davy Fitz in Attenborough. That's a management team made in heaven, I think.
No.
Attenborough's the manager and Fitz, he's the coach. That's what we
Davy
said, instead
Fitz,
of Woody.
Davy Fitz is going nowhere
Why?
Near my David. No, because Why? He would rip him to shreds and he would ruin
him. But they're on the same team.
No. Because I think David
Jesus,
would make...
you're getting really into this.
Yeah, because I think David... this was a bad idea. I'd probably be texting you later being like, I was thinking, you know, the way you said.
Yeah, like every good message from any female ever started with, so, I was thinking. Oh, here we go.
No, I'd probably just WhatsApp voicing like, Anto, you're a douche, because I was thinking.
And then I get a message and it's a WhatsApp and it's like 24 minutes long. It's like, yeah, I'm not reading that. I'm not listening to that. Yeah. But you'll click red anyway. Mm.
I see you.
I think, listen, I think we've got to start a team, right? So to recap, in goal, John Cena. Da, 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 da. I mean, listen, he's going to get everyone hyped. That's not a bad show, right?
Yeah.
I think, however faltered we are up front, I think we have the strongest defence I've ever seen.
To be fair, I think anyone that came up against that defence
yeah.
team, like,
they're
would
going
just
nowhere.
Walk away.
You've got Kevin Hart, The Rock, Jason Momoa, and Cardi B. That's solid.
That is solid.
Middle of midfield, Chris Jenner and Obama. Love it. Obama's captain.
I just feel like they'd be too busy making plans, but whatever.
No, Chris makes the plans. Obama is the doer. You know, he's out there getting it done. Yes,
okay.
We can.
Right,
come on, bro.
Right.
Left wing, Spider-Man. Psh, yeah, he'd be flying about the gaff. That's what you want.
And then
Chadwick on the right wing.
Yeah.
He's fit and he's quick and he's nimble.
Nifty.
We like that. Nifty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. Up front. Screwed. We're scoring no goals. We've got Elvis is still in the dressing room looking in the mirror, combing his hair. His knees are going alright, but they're nowhere near the ball.
Mm.
Anna Kendrick is either ripping shreds out of someone because she's too feisty, or else she's just having a chat with someone.
I feel she'd rip shreds out of Cardi B, but I feel like it'd be a fair match.
They're at opposite ends of the pitch, it'll be fine. But listen, Attenborough's going to bring them all together. He will. Attenborough will bring them all together.
My man.
And then Woody's going to motivate him as well.
You know what, lads? It's going to be a sad day when David Attenborough leaves this planet.
Oh, God, don't even. What? Why? No. Don't say things
like
that.
My heart hurts like when I say that.
No, you can't say things like that. I don't want to think about that.
And you know what's really weird? When I was younger, my dad used to be watching him. I'd be like, would you turn him off?
Oh,
I know. And then
he's
as I got older, then I just grew into him. And then when we were in the National History Museum, I was like, oh. I was just standing outside.
He's an icon.
The room,
an
waiting for him to walk out. But he never did.
Oh, he's just a lovely man, isn't he? I think so. Why did you have to bring that up?
I'm sad
okay.
now.
So this is our American celebrity team celebrating Independence Day. The best team that anyone's ever seen. Barred our two strikers. And we got we got the water boy and who else? Michael B. Jordan.
Topless. Actually, he's naked.
Ah, here.
He's naked.
Right, so keeping things American, right? I mean, one of the things that obviously we all know about Americans is they love to eat.
Ooh.
I love to eat. We were talking about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest earlier and all that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I was thinking, right?
Anto's full of bright ideas today.
So I was thinking, why not have ourselves a little food challenge, right? Okay, but let's not like have it be like a food challenge. What we'll do is maybe we'll do like, do you know the way how they have like Ant versus Deck on Saturday Night Takeaway with the din, 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 and they'd be swishing their heads and all, yeah? You remember
yeah,
that?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? So we could do like Aaron versus Anto. We'll do one a week. We'll have a challenge
a week.
Yeah. And they won't all be eating ones like, but we'll do like a challenge a week. Because I'm just really competitive. I feel like that's something that needs to happen.
I feel like the more we do and the more competitive we get,
the better it'll be.
Or someday we'll be outside in the law and killing one another.
Yeah, see, so we already, you think it's a bad idea, I think it's a good idea. We're already competing. This is perfect.
Oh,
let's
God.
Go. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so on that, if anyone has ideas for stuff you'd like us to do challenge-wise, obviously stuff that we could do on a podcast. that might actually be somewhat
don't
entertaining.
Don't be making us walk like...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we'll have a 4K race first and back here and just leave dead air.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have any ideas, slide into the DMs at @adulting_4_dummies or @2dumbadults on Twitter or erin and anto@gmail.com. Let us know if there's something you want to come up with. So for this week, I thought, seeing as we're all American and whatnot, we'll do like
Anto's
we'll do,
full of bright ideas.
Yeah, we'll do a food challenge, right? So have you seen this before on YouTube and stuff, the cream cracker challenge?
No.
Okay, so basically it is like impossible to eat. Like, I think it's like you're supposed to eat like 3 cream crackers in a minute with, like, you know, no water, no anything, just like dry, right?
Okay.
So I was thinking let's change it up a little bit. Let's make it a little bit more interesting, right? So you've got 10 crackers there, right? And we're gonna give it 30 seconds. And just if that wasn't enough, I'm gonna test your knowledge on American general knowledge.
Oh,
we're gonna
fuck have some me, more. This is gonna go very bad.
So yeah, so basically the rules are 10 crackers each. I'm going to ask you 10 questions, so answer as many as you can in 30 seconds, right? You have to chew a cracker after every question, regardless of whether you get it right or wrong, but you can't swallow them until the end.
But you're how am I? I'm just going to be spitting crackers all over you.
Exactly! That's the point.
A fine cracker shower for you.
We'll see what happens, all right?
Don't spray it.
This is not something we've tried before we came on air. This is not something we know what's going to happen. We could very easily be cutting this whole segment and you'll never hear it.
At least I won't be going home hungry.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Don't say I don't feed you. So, all right, listen, we'll go at it. So questions are all kind of general knowledge-ish / historical / bit of everything. Little bit of everything, right?
Right.
So if you want to kind of just get yourself set there, get your crackers going.
Yeah.
And I'll get all set up here. I've got your questions lined up, right?
Okay.
Gonna put 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Gonna put 30 seconds on the clock, right? You're nervous. Okay, so after each question, before you answer, so I'll ask the question, gotta pop a cracker in your mouth, and then answer, right?
Say that again.
I'll ask a question.
Okay.
You gotta pop a cracker in your mouth before you answer.
Oh, this okay? is gonna be.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right? Okay, so. We should get the countdown clock up here. Hold on, I'll get the countdown clock on. That'll give us 30 seconds. Okay, right. Let's get this out. You ready? Are you ready?
I'm sweating.
How is your knowledge of like America in general?
Shite. Shite.
So this is gonna go well then.
Awful.
Alrighty, okay. Let's see. Yeah, play along at home if you want to grab some crackers and see. All 7 of our listeners will just be spitting crackers.
Oh my god,
when
you ask me the questions, I'm sweating. Okay, here.
You're going, Jesus, alright, calm down. You ready? Have you stretched? Are you ready now?
You don't start asking me questions.
All right, okay. You ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Do I have to shoot the car?
Yeah, you just answer. You've got 30 seconds, quick!
When was the Declaration...
I don't know. Yeah, how many stripes are on the American flag?
I don't know, 10.
Wrong. In Friends, how many times has Ross been married?
3.
Ding! Who is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Courtney.
Yep. What animal is on the California state flag?
I don't know.
Not a cracker.
A skunk.
That was absolutely shite.
Oh my mouth is so dry.
You only got like 4 questions. A skunk on the California state flag.
I'm making shit up like. What is on this? What is on it?
It's a bear. A bear, yeah. There's no California, all the bears.
Oh, that's where they've got the mountain there.
Stripes on the American flag.
I don't know.
13.
I wasn't 13 too stripes. Far
you weren't too far away. But why is it 13? So you just said 10, like. Aesthetically, there should be 10. Looks pretty good.
There's cracker. There's cracker in places in my mouth.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, 13 stripes, 1 for each of the colonies. Do you know they had all those colonies before they started? Yeah. Okay. And Declaration of Independence, it's today, the 4th of July. When is the Declaration of Independence? The 4th of July, that's when they celebrate independence. You're still chewing.
I thought you said what year?
Anything. I just said when was the Declaration of Independence made?
All right.
Yeah. No, that was...
That was shocking.
You got Ross and you got the Kardashians. It was 2 out of 10.
My celebrity knowledge is a lot.
Yeah, apparently so. All I've got to beat, so, is 2 out of 10. I'm quietly confident. Although I don't know what your questions are, though. So, yeah, this is true.
Yeah, see, this is tricky.
Okay, so am I ready?
Are you ready?
We'll set the countdown clock again. Okay. Yeah, count me in. So,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Second person to walk the moon.
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, first US city to host the Olympics.
LA.
Wrong. Missouri. What ocean is off the Californian coast?
The Pacific.
Okay. A museum whose memory can be visited at Hyannis. What city is the home of jazz?
New Orleans.
Okay. Kylie Jenner's net worth.
Oh, fucking 10 euro.
Oh my god, there's cracker gone into my eye. How many children does the Don have?
I'm good. Four. I'm crying.
Oh my god.
Someone send help.
Okay, so the situation as stands is there is cracker absolutely everywhere, and Anto is currently leaving the room. Yeah. There is cracker everywhere.
Okay, I'm back. I very nearly died.
Yeah. There's cracker all over equipment.
Listen,
in the microphone, in my eye, down my top.
You gotta go hard or go home, right? You want the win, you gotta do certain things.
Okay.
I literally have a piece of cracker lodged halfway down.
Out of eight questions, you got six.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was very good.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Team Anto wins.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Boo, 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 USA, USA. Why did it do that? It's really...
I don't know. Next week, we're going to do it with marshmallows or something.
Yeah, we'll do something with marshmallows. Like I said, if anyone's got any ideas of how to get this cracker out of my throat, that'd be a help for a start.
I told you get a drink before we started. Yeah. See, I'm fine now.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, if anyone's got any ideas for more challenges, so I am one up. So after week one, Anto, 1-0. Let's go. Woo-hoo.
I think there's cracker in my hair.
I think there's cracker everywhere. I didn't think this through.
No.
Not gonna lie. It was fun though, right?
It was. It gave me a good laugh now to be
fair. There you go. That's all you want.
I'm just like, there's cracker everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should kind of clean up. That might do it for this week. What you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might do it for this week. So we will catch you again next week, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're following the Instagram @adulting_4_dummies. 500 follows. I'm getting absolutely waxed down live on the podcast, final week of Love Island, and very much not looking forward to it. So make sure you share it on your stories, let people know what the story is. Twitter as well @2dumbadults, and email erin@anto.gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes.
So give us your feedback and your opinions and your ideas, and we'll bring it back to you.
And if anyone wants roughly a good meter squared of cracker dust, I'll have that here.
Just email us.
Yeah, I'll
yeah, we'll deliver.
I'll send it out. Listen, 4th of July, Independence Day. I mean, we got to hit a banging tune, don't we?
Yeah, and you know, in this spirit of Yankee Doodle Day.
Yeah, change up a little bit, but you reckon?
Well, you know what? You just can't beat this.
The old American National Anthem.
No.
Take me out to the ball.
No. It's
ball
a bit of
in the USA.
No, was very good.
Thanks very much.
It's a bit of Party in the USA.
Oh, what, Miley? Are right back. Oh no, she didn't make the team. I'm sorry, Miley.
Saws, babe.
Saws, babes. We'll leave you with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We are outie.
Bye.
Later.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z like up in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girl.